We'll begin with apologies first. Have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, Councillor Stokes and Councillor Gallagher said an apology, so I'll just ask them to be recorded. Thank you.
Okay, then that brings us on to Chairman's remarks. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Is everybody all switched on and outside the room? I think they are. And everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and that the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may temporarily exclude for discussion in committee items. Members of the public and the press must refrain from using instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found doing so will be given a warning. Failing that, adhering to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such interest, please either declare now or immediately before the item itself, starting with the item of business it relates to. Having declared the interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on which the item, and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for council that has considered any exempt matters. The recording equipment will be linked to the microphone system and the computer, so please ensure that your microphones are switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by the AM features so that we are aware this is an active decision that does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay. I would also just like at this time to give a special invite to our two new councillors, David Lee Sturgeon, which has joined the committee, and John Trainer for this new term. That brings us on then to declaration of interest. Anybody want to declare?
None, Chair.
Okay. To agree a start time for the ERT meetings 2022-2023 is attached. Proposed by Dermot. We've got
and
a second.
They would start at 6 o'clock.
And there we are. That's proposed and seconded. Everybody agrees that?
Yep.
Everybody agrees that. Okay, that brings us to item four, action sheets of Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting on Monday, the 9th of May. The matters attached for accuracy. To do it page by page. Page one, page two, and page three. Okay. Any matters arising out of that?
I typed in the screen. I'm happy to propose the action sheet, but in relation to the, I'd like to welcome the progress that's been made so far to the Rowallan Lamorley project. I'm just wondering, district-wide, what would the status be with the other twin towns that we have? I know that Killay was twinned with Cleveland in Ohio, and I'm sure other towns and villages are the same, but I wonder, have they been lapsed or terminated? Are there any plans to renew twin towns again? Because I know back in earlier days, it was a very good project, especially with Down Patrick was twinned with New Ross, etc. So maybe the officers could look into that and come back. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Well, we're happy to raise them at the International Relations Forum.
Thanks. Happy enough, Terry. Okay. Do we need a proposer and a second for that? Proposed by Terry. Have we got a seconder? Rushing. I don't want to get the glasses cleaned up here. Right, that brings us on to item number five. Connor.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval for the assessment of the ERT business plan 21-22 and the ERT business plan for 22-23, as set out in the report. The assessment of the business plan for last year considers and reports on how the Directorate has performed against the key objectives set out in the plan, and it's important that the successes of the last reporting year are highlighted, and again these are set out in the report for each Directorate. The business plan for 22-23 has been developed following consideration of the performance over the past year and sets out the key objectives within each department for the coming year. So I'm seeking a proposer and a seconder for the recommendations in section 3.1 of the report, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. Have any questions to start with? If not, have I got a proposer? A proposer rushing and seconder rushing? I don't know how you work that night, but well done. Okay, that brings on to item number six, the update of the Downpatrick Town Manager. Jonathan, I think you're taking that.
Okay, Chair, you have in your report there, this is following a notice of motion at the Council in August of 2021, Chair. Following on from that, there was engagement with stakeholders from the Downpatrick area, and that culminated then in earlier this year, just in around, I think it was April time, Chair, of a workshop with the wider business community. The report details sort of the kind of the key priorities that have been identified in the as a result of the consultation and engagement, and a number of these I believe that the council currently do deliver or can deliver. I suppose one of the key recommendations is around engagement, and the recommendation out of this report is to that the council currently has a regeneration a forum in Downpatrick that deals with the regeneration of the former police station and the council car park, and we are recommending to the committee that we utilise that group with some augmented membership to take forward the priorities that have been identified and some to try to develop these up as projects and see how we move forward to in the way forward, as opposed to establishing a further engagement group. So that's the report and the recommendation for you this evening.
Okay, I see we have a proposer there, but before we get take a proposer, Dermot, do you want in?
Yeah, I wanted to, I've been that with great interest in this, because it's related to Downpatrick, and Downpatrick, you know, hasn't got a whole lot of things not happening in Downpatrick at the present time. And this group was to set up and see how we can go forward with Downpatrick. And and the thinking was there that a town centre manager would be the way forward to address the businesses down there and talk with a collective voice in relation to the Wendy government and things to get there. I noticed in the report that Janice is referring to that there was some kind of a not totally supportive of the town centre manager idea. And again, if you read the question 10 on the report, a lot of people are saying, what does the town manager do? What does he do? And how does he work? And all this here. They didn't know exactly what a town manager was. Now, while I would support the recommendation at the present time, I wouldn't want the town centre manager to be positioned to be forgotten about in Downpatrick. And what I'm suggesting now, Jonathan, but yourself, but I support the recommendation, I would also like to invite Simon Hamilton down to explain to the group the workings of a town centre manager, because we would need to address them. And I don't know about you out there, but I wouldn't have any full idea of what a town manager do. But all this here, all I want to do is to make sure that we get the right person for the right proportion of Downpatrick and get things moving in Downpatrick. So I'm asking the group can invite Simon Hamilton down here to explain the role of a town manager, while I sort of support the recommendation. Thank you.
Okay. Russia was in first, but Terry's only got
I'm in for comment, yeah.
Terry.
Sorry, I didn't.
Sorry, I think I was
No, Roisin's in next. Go ahead, yeah. Roisin.
Are we still using the chat, or are we just using the microphones? Can I clarify?
Yeah, we use the microphones.
Okay. Look, I was happy to propose the report as written. I'm happy to second Dermot's proposal there too. But I suppose the report, from speaking with Councillor Hanlon and Cathy Mason, previous councillor and IMLA, the report reflects the discussion that night, you know, with the businesses that were engaged. So, look, more than happy with your proposal, Dermot, if you want to ask Simon Hamilton. But I think that does reflect, you know, the main sort of the meeting that night, the businesses that were there and the stakeholders that were involved. So I'm happy to second your proposal, Dermot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Right. Well.
Okay. Have you got that sorted out over that, Ian?
Andy? David, sorry. Yeah.
Or did I just talk? Yeah. All right. Okay. Basically, just pointing out that maybe the exploring the potential review is not exactly the level of action needed, and that I think that the council needs to be a bit more proactive in regenerating Downpatrick, especially it's a town of the county. And maybe make a request that all political parties that represent Downpatrick area be invited to join the regeneration group.
Jonathan?
Yeah, the regeneration group is made up of the Downpatrick DEA councillors, so they're already represented on that. So.
Everybody happy now? We've got a proposal and a seconder. Everybody content? Okay, that brings us on to item number 7.
Could we have that happening? Because I think the sooner we get done, the better, and people realise the way forward.
Who's going on to that?
Chair, we'll following on from the meeting approval, we'll write to Mr. Hamilton and ask him, invite him along, and then work forward from that with dates. Sure.
Having of that. Okay.
Thank you.
That brings on to item number 7, NI Business Startup Programme, the Go4it.
Yes.
Jonathan, you're back in there again.
Yeah, sure. As councillors may be aware, this is a programme that's funded through the ERDF programme and by council. The current contract is due to end at the end of the March 2023. And planning for the way forward, work is ongoing around a new programme, a potential for a new programme and potential funding sources. There are a number of options as to what continues in the interim with the likelihood that we may not have secured funding at this point because the application process for our Shared Prosperity Fund, et cetera, still is open. There's a number of options that have been outlined in the paper, and we're recommending that the council explore with the partners, the 10 other partner councils, the extension of the current programme for one further year to continue the provision of the statutory job creation requirements that we have to under the legislation, Chair. So the recommendation is that we extend the current programme for a further year at a cost of £167,000, Chair, £263.
Okay. The first person to speak is Terry Andrews. Terry.
Thanks, Chair. And I welcome the Council's commitment and support this programme, which is going to be of vital importance in the weeks and months ahead as we come out of the pandemic, and we're probably going into stark and difficult economic times. So I think it's a good opportunity. So I'm only too happy to propose that we proceed with the recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. A reporter, a seconder.
I second that, sure.
Everybody in agreement with that? Okay. That brings on to item number 8, Ulster University Memorandum of Understanding, Labour Market Partnership, Supply and Demand. Jonathan, thank you.
Chair, the Council currently has a Memorandum of Understanding and a Service Level Agreement with the Ulster University Economic Policy Centre to provide research that we utilise for funding applications and informing our economic development strategy. As part of a new initiative, Chair, we've secured funding to develop the Labour Market Partnership Programme, which is funded 100% through DFC, and we're seeking approval to extend this Memorandum of Understanding to allow the Ulster University to carry out research that's relevant to this piece of work, Chair. We still are awaiting a final costing from UU, but there is £25,000 available within the LMP programme to fund research. We wouldn't be proposing that all would be required, but we're seeking approval to negotiate that with UU and extend the service level agreement as required.
Okay. Any question for Jonathan at the moment? If not, comment. Who's got a comment down there?
Glenn.
Sorry, Glenn.
Thank you, Chair. Just a question for Jonathan. Whenever they're investigating the different types of requirements in different areas, I know the Mourns here in Kilkeel in particular, and possibly even Dermot's area there, the fashion industry is pretty specific to that area. Would it be disadvantaged with this type of an investigation in that some type IT skills and that there would be preferred over the types of more local issues for toxic like the fashion? Would that be a problem, Jonathan?
No, Chair. The research is around labour market supply and demand, Chair. That's the main focus. So it wouldn't be, it's across all sectors. It'll be the entire district, looking at the entire district across all sectors. It's not specific to any area or skill set, Chair. It's to inform the skills requirements and how we can assist those furthest removed from the labour market moving forward.
What I'm trying to say, Jonathan, tell you is the likes of the Mourns would possibly have a completely different skill need than possibly even the likes of South Armagh for toxic. So that's what I'm trying to highlight.
Yeah, well, that would be part of the research. It'll be research across the whole of the district and across all of the sectors. So it'll pick up those different variations within the district.
Okay, thank you. Happy to propose that, Chair.
Okay.
Is that the recommendation?
Lynn has proposed. Have we got on a Sunny Seconds report? Roisin? Everybody happy with that? Okay, that brings us on to item number 9, extension of the Off Street Car Parking Enforcement Agency Agreement. Colly, I take it you're taking that.
Thank you, Chair. Members, you have a report in front of you there, which I think is self-explanatory. As you're already maybe aware, that we have an agency agreement in place with DFI for the enforcement of our off-street car parking service until October 2020. We intend to go out to test the market to procure the services of a new service provider, but we need additional time to do this for a smooth transition. So what I'm seeking this evening is approval to extend the existing agency agreement for an additional 12 months, which would bring us up to October 23. I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. John Trainer.
Thanks, Chair. I suppose Colin will probably not be surprised to see me put my head on for this, especially when it comes to the off-street car parking and about how we're looking at options of managing that. I suppose this goes back 6 years now, from when I started on council, that this very problem has just continued to reappear. And we're still, as far as I was aware, we still haven't completed our car parking study for across the district, which would obviously have an impact on how we would proceed with tendering for such a contract. So I suppose the question I would have is 12 months, is a 12-month extension going to realistically give the council enough time to complete the car parking strategy, which will inform our decisions going forward as to who we need to tender to? One, maintain our car parks and enforcement on the car parks as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, John.
The new tender agreement would be flexible enough to allow us to consider all options and to add car parks on and take car parks off and add additional enforcement on as necessary. That will be built into any tender process. And as I say, it gives us the flexibility to manage the car parks as we see fit.
Okay, John. Anyone else? If not, need a proposer. I propose for Terry. We've got a seconder. John. Everybody in agreement? Okay, that brings us on to item number 10. Ireland Association for Adventure Tourism. Andy, I take it you're taking on.
Thank you, Chair. The report tabled this evening is seeking approval for funding to support the Ireland Association of Adventure Tourism to host their annual conference in Newcastle in November this year. Over 200 delegates from across Ireland will attend, and it'll bring the anticipated return of 500 to 600 bed nights, an opportunity to showcase the region. This is a conference that has the opportunity to highlight the profile of our activity tourism offering, and there's support required to host it in the district. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Okay, I have three indicated to speak there. Terry, you were in first, and then Roisin McGrew, and then who's that? Andrew McMurray. Sorry.
I'm looking at the chair.
Right. You put a few, you do not say, you put them off a wee minute, I'd call you in a wee minute. Roisin. Oh,
okay, doke. I just want us to do a welcome to the paper and the proposed conference scheduled for November. Perfect opportunity, I believe. I know, it's hard to believe what the time's gone to since we had the golfing tour operators up in Newcastle, and that was a great occasion. So I think, as I said, yeah, welcome to the paper and the conference. And again, as you touched on, it's a perfect opportunity to showcase and enhance our tourism, our district as a key tourism destination, and I believe it's a perfect opportunity to do so and support the conference being held. Thanks.
Okay, I don't think there's a question, but go ahead, Roisin, you're next.
Thanks, Robert. I'm happy to second the proposal. You know, tourism has always been one of our main policies in terms of development and to try and regenerate our entire council district. And so far, we've been very successful. Adventure tourism, you know, as the report says, is the fastest growing sector within that market. So it's only right that we try and tap into it. And it will be absolutely essential to liaise well with all of the providers and local businesses to get as much involvement as possible. So very happy to second that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Roisin. Ian? On to me, Murray.
Chair, I'm aware, perhaps you're not, I'm not a member of this committee anymore, so I'll quite happily defer to any members out of courtesy, if you want.
Well, how's Willie?
Cheers. Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Andy. No, just to agree with the proposal, I think it'll be a really good experience for the visitors coming to the conference to get round, you know, our activity providers, and also look at, you know, obviously, you know, the people are going to visit areas. It'll be set visits, but they'll also have an opportunity to visit. It's probably unique experiences that they would maybe like to bring other people towards. So even the bed nights alone is, you know, a boost for the local economy and the, you know, in the middle of winter. You know, you have over 200 bed nights. So it goes without saying that 15,000 would be a good investment to get such a showcase conference to our district. So very happy to support the proposal.
Okay. Thanks for having me. And that brings it on to Andre.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me okay? Sorry, I just have been having a bit of difficulty with the old internet. No, we echo everything said so far. I suppose I just have a couple of sort of maybe supplementary points. Again, just you know, touching on the providers and such like that, you know, I think there are many providers in the area, many centres in the area. There's could I maybe ask the officers to connect with such as the National Outdoor Centre. I think that the manager there is currently the head of the Association of the Heads of Outdoor Centres, so that'll be a really good person to connect into. Also, we also have some really great not-for-profit events going on. You know, I think it might be worth trying to, you know, do a bit of research and seeing if what other sort of people are running events. Again, something I've mentioned many times in the past about how we maybe build a database up of what's going on in the outdoors in our area. That said, you know, this is fantastic. I noticed in the thing there's about panel discussions. I'm just wondering, would it be possible maybe to have any influence over the panels that, you know, and what's being discussed? You know, for example, one of them, while we do have a good source of wild environment, I think it's also very important that we don't, you know, we don't see this as just another sort of thing to extract from, if that makes sense, via overuse or use that is to the detriment of our natural environment. So it'd be really, really important for me that things like that maybe could be discussed in such panel discussions. Following up, I suppose, really, once this conference is over, again, would it be possible for the officers to sort of bring back a report to the committee, just to see in what sort of outcomes and what learning, tangible outcomes for future development are for? I suppose, and again, just I'll be quick, I've only got two more points, Chair. I think it's really important, again, we talk a lot about hospitality and how there's a skill shortage in that area. Again, if there was an opportunity to look at how, if you want to be a high quality, high end adventure tourism sector, you know, we need to look at how we actually train up workforce in this area. As someone who's come through outdoor qualifications, it is a skill, it is a profession. It's not easy, it's not a collect your tokens off the back of a cornflakes packet. You really have to work for these things. And then final point, there was a big event there happened during the week and road closures, and obviously that has to go through council, but none of that was relayed. I had lots of complaints coming to me about people not being able to navigate through the hills because of road closures. Not to take away from the event had done anything that right, and it's important that the roads are closed in order to maintain the safety of the competitors. But if we can't then communicate that through maybe our social media, that there maybe will be some of these rolling road closures, I think we need to sort of maybe look at that in that regard. Listen, Chair, I do apologise. As you can tell, the outdoors is something that's a source of great joy to me and it's close to my heart. So I do apologise for jumping in the committee here. Thank you.
Okay, Andy, I think the officer noted all that you said there. Okay, Andy. Okay, and I'm glad to hear that you were getting that. That's where all the road service is, up right in the mornings, helping you boys get all them roads fixed up while we are left with all the potholes. But I'll leave it at that. Okay, that brings us on to item number 11. Item number 11, 12, 13, and 14 is deemed by the exempt under the paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council that holds information, and the public may be in residence, be excluded during the item of business. And we need a proposer for that. We're going to propose by Jonathan and second by all over the place. Okay. Right. The first item is going to be taken by. Is everybody? Go ahead. During closed session, the following was agreed. On item 11, on the proposal of John Traynor and seconded by Councillor Lee Sturgeon, it was agreed to establish a service level agreement as detailed in the report for delivery of an artist in residence programme in Down Arts Centre. On item 12, the Pilot Sea Tours experience at Newcastle Harbour, it was proposed. The proposal of Councillor Corran, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to propose a pilot programme of an additional sea tours boat for existing sea tour operator in the Mourne Sea Tour from Newcastle Harbour, effective from July to October 22, subject to payment of fees from valuation. On item 13, Tourism NI Agency for the seasonal marketing campaigns. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Traynor, it was agreed to utilise the service of Tourism NI Agency to assist the delivery of the seasonal marketing campaign by various digital and advertising platforms. And then on item 14, NI Tourism Awards 2022, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew, it was agreed to provide sponsorship support for Northern Ireland Tourism Awards, which will be hosted in the district in 2022. So, folks, that brings us on then to item number 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 is all for noting. So, if you have any questions, take up the relevant officer. And can I just thank you all for attending the meeting tonight and wish the people here a safe journey home and those online, hopefully, you'll be here at the next meeting because it's time we're all back in programme. That's where we should be. Thank you.
Chair, does that mean that item 16 was passed?
Item 15 was just for noting.
16, Chair. It was putting the artisan market in St. Patrick's Square.
15. Yeah, but just take it up with the officers because the meeting's over. That's it.
Will there be grub at the next meeting, Robert?
Okay, just a- there'll be spuds in the next.